Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. And an ask I have for all of you out there. We'll get to that coming up. Elliot will join us later in the show as we now really start moving towards Super Bowl 59, just 9 days away. And we only have 6 shows to go, Hugh Douglas, before they kick this thing off. Hugh, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, for all the older cats, the older men that are going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, don't get down there thinking you're 25, man. Pace yourself. Whatever you do, pace yourself. Because I got a lot of my friends calling, Joe, talking about this, that, and the third. I'm like, hold up, dog.
You better keep those guys in line.
I said, first and foremost, 9:30, I'm at my hotel room. And I'm sticking hard to that. I know everybody like, oh, and I got friends like, oh, dog, you know. Nah, bruh, 9:30. Just got a text from Deuce asking me, was I going down? I'm like, 9:30, dog, 9:30.
Do the players have a curfew? I don't know. Does Hugh? Yeah, self-imposed.
Definitely have it. Yeah, self-imposed curfew, 9:30.
All right, good advice there. All right, 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss today. But, you know, one thing that's been on my mind since the matchup was set, Hugh, is that this just means more. This isn't your normal Super Bowl. And it reminds me a little bit of 2 years ago. It also reminds me of the revenge factor against the Patriots in 2017. Now, that was a big gap, right? Your Super Bowl you played in, 04 season versus 17. The only people really around at that point were Brady and Belichick, but it was the Patriots. It was Brady. It was Belichick. It was revenge for what had happened, you know, all those years ago and the Eagles' chance to win their first Super Bowl, and it was stopped by the Patriots, and then revenge against those two guys in 17. And, Hugh, the way I view this game is this isn't just the Super Bowl. Like, this has a bigger meaning than if it was, like, I don't know, they're playing the Jaguars or Titans. That'd be great. It'd be the Super Bowl. But this is bigger. Hugh, when you think about this game, and obviously you have a unique perspective as, one, a former Eagle, but then, two, you have a great relationship with the coach on the other side. But I view this as it means more for a couple reasons. One, they could try to continue to get out of the shadow of Andy Reid. Guys, if you think about it right now, the ledger since Andy Reid left, right? It's 3 rings from Reid since he left here, 1 for the Eagles. If the Eagles can take down the Chiefs next Sunday, it's 3-2. And Hugh, 3-2 sounds a whole lot better than 4-1, right? If the Eagles lose that game next Sunday, it's 4 rings for Reid since he left here, it's 1 for the Eagles, and he's 2-0 against them in the biggest game. That's a major difference for me. I got to imagine deep down, as much respect and love that Lurie and Howie have for Andy, they want to beat him. They don't want to be that far away from where he is at the top of the sport. Hugh, 2 years ago, a lot of people believed the Eagles were better and they lost that game in Arizona. This thing just means more for me to not let Reid continue to blow past the Eagles and to get this one and get in the way of maybe the best dynasty of all time. Hugh, does this mean more?
It's a reckoning. And I hear what you're saying. And I understand for a lot of people, they want to move past Andy and all of this other stuff. I understand what they're talking about, but I don't look at it that way. I look at Andy as being a part of our history, and his success is a part of our history. Our success is a part of him. We're going to always be forever intertwined.
And they continue to be with these
Super Bowls. Yes, it's going to forever be intertwined. I think this is just a product of two people coming together and adopting philosophies and both individuals thriving from it. I was listening to Spike yesterday. Shout out to the afternoon show. And he was talking about how he wanted to move past Andy and get away from him. The reality of the situation is you're never going to do that. And here's the thing, and I'm going to use an analogy that a lot of people probably will, you know, understand, especially the ones that have been married more than one time. You know, there's a thing they call the starter wife, you know, and I know that's a joke or whatever, but there's a lot that you take from that first relationship that was probably good and bad,
yeah.
And you learn from those situations.
Understandable, sure.
And you become a better person. And in the next relationship, you make sure that you don't make some of those same mistakes. That's what has happened. And, you know, I have the benefit to like you said, Joe, of seeing it from both perspectives. Because I've seen how from the time that I went here and we went to the Super Bowl, how the Eagles organization has grown and thrived since Andy's departure. And I've also seen how Andy Reid, Big Red, has grown from his situation here mm-hmm. and thrived from his departure. Number one thing is Andy never wanted to go get a big-time receiver. Hell, he had Tyreek Hill. Went out and drafted. He's been drafted when he was a Rasheed Rice. He went out and got some guys.
Right, Xavier Worthy now this year.
Yeah, he understands how important it is to have that position. And on the flip side, you look at the Eagles, they've understood when Joe Banner and those guys are here how important it is to really preach that family aspect mm-hmm. of being in the NFL. And they've thrived for that. And not only that, drafting good players, developing your players. That's something that people, when you look at what the Eagles have done, especially over the last couple of seasons, because we see that, they've done a great job of developing young talent.
Andy's
done a great job of developing young talent. So it's one of those things, man. I know that a lot of people, they're looking at it and they say, oh, well, you know, we want to move past Andy. If you're being honest with yourself, you're never going to be able to move past him because you've grown from that situation and you've become a better person for it.
So, well, the Eagles have become great even without Andy. But here's the way I view it. 215-592-9494. Does this mean more because it's the Chiefs? And look, that can mean a lot of different things. You know, a lot of people want revenge for the game 2 years ago, right? The ring that people feel should have been the Eagles, and the field was slippery, and the call at the end. There's the revenge for 2 years ago angle, and then there's the Reid thing. From my perspective, it's the Reid thing. I want to be able to say the Eagles are as great as Andy since he left. And right now, I can't say that. Hugh, I've always thought deep down, and people don't like when I say this, that the Eagles made a mistake. And I don't want to do that show today. I'm just like, that's my feeling. That the mm-hmm. Eagles made a mistake, that they should never have let Andy go. He's mm-hmm. going to end up maybe the greatest coach of all time. But you know how I could stop thinking that? If they beat him. If they beat him. And you, I think it was a funny analogy you used there with the starter wife and the moving on in life. Hugh, can I give you an analogy back?
Yes.
Okay. And I've never experienced this. I'm just kind of imagining it. Lots of people move on and have relationships and divorce and all that. But imagine if, even though you move on and you get divorced, you're still intertwined. Maybe there's kids in the mix, right? Maybe you see each other all the time. Imagine if, as life goes on, every time you saw them, you knew deep down they were doing better than you. You might not be upset, but it's there. And let's be real. If the Chiefs win this game, the next time the two people that were divorced come together, what's the truth? That side's doing better. Maybe they have a spouse and you don't. Maybe they have more money, you do. Maybe the kids like going to their house more than yours. That's what it is. If he has four rings and we've got one, he won the divorce.
Damn, Joe. It's like that, huh? You petty. Like, for real. I've rubbed off of you way
Maybe
too much.
Maybe you taught me. I don't know. That would bother me deep down.
I hear you, but you have to be comfortable
nope.
in what you're accomplishing. And I'm not saying, let me just say this, people, before we get off on this, because I know we're talking about football. I ain't talking about in this situation, though. I'm trying to get this win. I'm just trying to get this win.
Oh, I know
win.
What you mean, yeah.
I want this win, and I want to beat the Chiefs. I think we're going to beat the Chiefs, but I just feel like what I was basically speaking to is we're probably never going to move past that because we're going to be forever intertwined.
And like a lot of couples are, if we go back to the analogy. I don't think it'll ever.
But I'm trying to win next Sunday, though. I'm trying to win the Super Bowl next Sunday.
I need to win next Sunday because he's winning the divorce. 215-592-9494. Jordan Mailata was a guest the other day with the afternoon show. I love this because it was so real. Spike asked the question, does this mean more, the revenge factor, because of what happened 2 years ago? And I think a lot of players would be like, nah, we're just in the moment. It's just the next game. I love that Jordan Mailata was like, nah, yeah, it absolutely does. Here's Mailata with Spike and Ike and Fritz.
I'm going to keep it short and simple. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But at the same time, it is the next game. that it is a new team. We both have new teams. You know, the history is called history for a reason. But, but you can't forget that the experience that, you know, that you go through, or what I went through. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I will say, I will answer your question and say yes. But again, this is just the next game that we have to play, and probably the most important game that we will play this year.
Well, that it is. It is the most important game. Hugh, I like the way Jordan answered that, because when Spike asked the question, I don't know what they anticipated the answer would be or where they thought he would go with it. But, Hugh, a lot of players, and I could see a lot of current Eagles just trying to stay in the moment. Like, it's just the next game. I'm not thinking about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he did allude to that, right? We got to focus. But he didn't hide from it. He said, to answer your question, yes, it means more because they beat us 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I like
it
that.
Is. And you know what's funny? Because as I move from further and further from the Super Bowl that we played in, I regret the fact that we didn't win it. Or, you know, I shouldn't say regret it, because it's a game that a lot of people don't get to play in. And I know this might sound crazy, but I remember Emmett Thomas telling us years ago, because he actually won one with Kansas City when he was our defense coordinator. He said, man, there are no losers in that game. And I looked at him and I was like, you're crazy. But I understood, as I move further from that, I understand exactly what he's saying, in the sense that you're doing something that a lot of people don't get a chance to do. You're on the stage that a lot of people don't get a chance to be on, or a lot of people don't get a chance to share.
Sure.
And there is a winner. There's no question about that. But at the end of the day, you're a part of history. But hell, I don't want to be a footnote. I want to be remembered as one of those guys that actually won it. And as we move further and further away from it, and I don't know how my teammates feel. I don't know how Ike or John feels. But every year, after whomever hoists that trophy, and this year is going to be the Eagles, I'll be like, damn, we were 3 points away from that. You know, and that's a feeling that every year around this time, it just never goes away. But I also revel in the fact and take comfort in the fact that I played in that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably wasn't that where I wanted to be as far as my athletic ability in that game, but I was there. And that's something that a lot of people can't say. Can't say that, Joe. And now you have some guys on this team that have been in there twice. You got guys on squads that 4-5 times. You know, like you talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, 3 times. It's a beautiful thing, man. It really, really is. And that's why, you know, I'm not trying to wax poetic here, but when I think about Andy and his time here and him leaving, we all learned from that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, we're all thriving from that.
We are. And look, there's no question the Eagles have done very well without Andy Reid. I mean, this is their third Super Bowl appearance since he left. Like, the Eagles are not struggling without Reid. But I go back to the divorce ledger, and he's winning it right now, and I got to even that out. I can't have the kids liking his gifts better every year. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Reid. On with Colin Cowherd this week, talking about the Eagles. Press conference this week.
Yeah, presser. Yeah.
Presser this week, talking about the Eagles and why they're here.
There's no more important game than the one we're going to play in that we need that joint effort. And the other team that we're playing, the Eagles, they're there for a reason. It's because they're a good football team. And so we've got to make sure that we keep everything together and work and get a nice plan together for this group. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Oh, how about that, Andy? A little back in the day type of thing there. 215-592-9494. Does this mean more because the Chiefs? I think it absolutely does. Kyle, where do you come down as the Eagles get set for a rematch against Reid and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I could be in the very small minority here. I'm so over the Andy Reid thing. Like, I'm not in a you-know-what measuring contest with him anymore. Like, I'm totally okay with where I'm at after that relationship is over. The Eagles have enjoyed way more success post-Andy Reid than they did with him. I'm sorry. I know we went to 5 NFC Championship games and went to a Super Bowl, but now without him, we've been to 3 Super Bowls and have won one and going on maybe 2. Like, and losing to him wouldn't necessarily be worse for me,
man.
Because
we
it's Andy.
Like, we get to.
Yeah, like, sure. Like, but losing to him specifically in this game doesn't bother me or make it feel like worse. Like, oh man, like we lost to Andy. Like that already happened. That stung in the moment. If it happens again, it's like, you know, I'm just thinking of them more as the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Like they are the dynasty. They are the kings of the league right now. So what means the most to me in this game is kind of just the redemption thing from last time. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the Eagles could, by winning this game, cement themselves in terms of their team legacy as one of the, you know, I would say the third, clearly, behind the Patriots, behind the Chiefs, yep, over the last quarter century. I mean, that's a huge deal to me. So this is much less about the shadow of Andy Reid. Screw the shadow of Andy Reid. It's about beating Mahomes and the Chiefs, stopping the three-peat, taking down a dynasty, and putting the Eagles' name up there.
215-592-9494. Does this mean more because of the Chiefs? So the last thing you said there about the ledger and Andy, what he's done since he left, the Eagles, what is on the line in the Super Bowl. So that does it hit me, right? And it does hit me because if the Eagles win this game, they will have two Super Bowls. He'll have three. And the other thing, in terms of just the hierarchy of the NFL, even if you remove Reed, it's just the Chiefs. You know, if the Eagles win this game, we enter next season and they could overtake the Chiefs as the second best team of this century. They'd have two. The Chiefs would have three. The Eagles would be defending champions going for two in a row and three in the last few years, in the last 8 years. Like, that would put them behind the Patriots, right there with the Chiefs as the best franchise. It's all there. That's why this, I think this means more. I felt this before last Sunday when the game started against the Bills. Mm-hmm. If this was the Bills or the Ravens, it'd be cool, right? It's the Eagles in the Super Bowl. It's fun. It's a chance to win a championship. It means more because it's the Chiefs, and I can't ignore the Reed factor. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown is up first on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Friday, man.
Hey,
Happy
Chris. Friday, Chris. What's up, buddy?
We got a whole nother week to breathe and get our legs under us for next week, man. So it's all good. It's all good. Joe, I need you to breathe, okay?
It's going to be hard to. We got a Super Bowl coming up here. This is I'm all foot on the gas between now and next Friday.
All gas, no brakes.
No brakes. I don't even know where those are, Chris.
I know, but Joe, you know, you are a very, very petty man. And Hugh and our little boy's grown up. It's just a proud parent moment right here.
You guys are rubbing off. I used to be calmer, and now I'm petty and yelling all the time. This is your fault. I blame you guys.
I like it, though.
I blame you guys.
You know? Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Andy Reid, I'll edit myself here, Hugh, because I was about to say something, but I don't want to kind of have to hit the dump button. So, Andy and his fat burger behind won those rings because of Pat Mahomes. All right, guys, we're stuck back in the chicken or the egg theory again. Was it Belichick or Brady? And just like Brady proved that he was a bigger reason for the wins than Belichick, because he went out on his own, went down to Tampa, and kept going to the playoffs and won another Super Bowl, and Belichick just fell flat. All right, it's the same thing with Andy. And this isn't trying to knock Andy on a Super Bowl week, although, Hugh, we ain't throwing the flowers at Andy until after Super Bowl, okay? We're not trying to take his shine away, but we do want to throw a little shade at the man, all right? His success had to do with him getting Pat Mahomes. I always said this about Andy. Andy was a good coach, but when it came to crunch time, he couldn't be great. Well, Pat kind of covers over for some of his greatness and fills in some of the holes. And here's where I want to go. Kyle asked me this. How do you feel about it? This, for me, is a revenge game, all right? That's more of what it's about for me. This is revenge against the Chiefs and what happened 2 years ago. I want my redemption just like I wanted against the Commodores, and we got that in the NFC title game. And more importantly, I want my revenge against the NFL. I want the revenge that you breathe on Pat Mahomes, a flag comes flying, that everything is Chief Planet because they're the face, and Pat's the face of the NFL, and the Chiefs are now the face of the franchise, and we got to see Tay-Tay a million and one times when I'm trying to watch a damn football game. I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted from all the nonsense. I want revenge, man.
I like that. Chris, I like that. And here's the thing. We can all try to pretend when we've moved on from the Reed thing. We don't have to lie to ourselves. I mean, have most people really moved on from Andy? I mean, Kyle has, and I believe him, but I don't think most people have. The shadow of Reed is still here.
I just find it hilarious how, I mean, I love Chris, but Andy's only having success because he drafted Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Andy did move up
a lot high in the draft from 28 to 10.
And yeah. People thought he was crazy for doing it because he had a starting quarterback. He knew what he saw. I mean, I understand, like, it's hard for people, some people, to give Big Red his credit. But he saw something in Patrick. Patrick wasn't projected to go that high. Andy saw that.
What's funny about, because we've now done this with the two GOATs, right? When people say Belichick is only Belichick because of Brady, right? And then we just had Chris say that Reed is only this good because of Mahomes. You know what part of the puzzle's missing, Hugh?
What's that?
Well, Belichick drafted Tom Brady and and put him in as the starter and kept him in as the starter when Bledsoe came back.
Bledsoe, yes,
and then
did.
Obviously, like you're saying, with Andy and Mahomes. Yeah, look, they go together. I mean, yeah, the Brady thing, he moved on and won a Super Bowl in Tampa, so that adds to the story. They go together. For me, when I think about this game, my feeling on it and my feelings on the game are more towards the Reed thing than just the revenge. The Super Bowl revenge is awesome, and I want to beat them for 2 years ago because that was a very close game. The Eagles could have won it. But I think even bigger. Like, I don't want Reed to win another. I've always liked Andy Reed. I was a fan of him. I thought the Eagles, you know, he changed the whole franchise. I always hear the things you say about him, Hugh. Ike says about him. Like, he seems like a great dude, and he's an incredible football coach. But I want the Eagles to even the score. So at least
I get that part. I want the Eagles to win.
Yeah, I want it to be like, hey, everyone did well when we moved on. Everyone did great. Winning Super Bowls left and right, both teams. If the Eagles win, it's 3-2 since he left. That's pretty close. If the Chiefs win, it's 4-1.
Yeah, and you know what? If I'm mad at Coach Reed for anything, I would be mad at him for not evolving.
Sooner.
You beat it. Beat me to it.
Because he did evolve a lot.
He evolved, man. Because I'm telling you, that time I got a chance to see Andy, man, his demeanor has changed. The way that he does stuff has changed. And I look at him, and it's refreshing to see growth. But at the same time, I'm like, damn, Andy, why the hell you couldn't do this stuff when we were playing? Why couldn't you go out and do this, that, and the third when we had a good team? But, again, that comes with growth. You know, and then you look at the way the Eagles treat some of their veterans here, the guys that played here for them, the way that Howie has become a GM, and you'd be like, damn, Joe, why couldn't you be like that? You know what I mean? But, hey, we all got to grow. We all go through things. The person that I was in my 20s is not the person that I am now.
I hear that, and I think growth is great. Also, petty's good, too.
Oh, yeah, I know what petty is. You know, I keep a little petty on me.
Cannot let Reed win another.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
I really don't.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
I love that. Seth Joyner in a very Seth Joyner quote there.
Yeah. He's right, though. He's right. I never forget it, man. I remember going when my first year here, we played here. Well, I was here first year in Philadelphia. We went to Denver, and everybody was talking about Terrell Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man, he ain't all that. No, seriously.
How'd that work out?
Well, it didn't feel that way after the game.
Right.
But before the game, I was like, oh, man, he ain't all that. He just hyped up.
Yeah.
He was all that in a bag of chips. He was all that. And I was like, yeah.
But going in, you can't think that way.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, you can't think that way. You'd be like, man, who is this cat? Like, you know, whatever. But after the game, I was like, yeah, he bona fide. I was like, yeah, he bona fide. Because he was on the sideline. And that was like in the first half, because in the second half, he was on the sideline chilling.
Yeah, he was watching that thing.
He gassed us for like 100-something that day. So they said, take a day off. You good.
Yeah, so I can't get in the head of all the Eagles players and coaches and their front office and Lurie. I don't know. I mean, I for me, it means more because it's the Chiefs. This isn't just a Super Bowl. It's not just, you know, not just any Super Bowl. Again, there's something about 2017 that meant more when it was the Patriots than it would have meant if it was the Jaguars. I mean, like, who the cares about the Jaguars? That just would have been a Super Bowl, which that happens every year. The Patriots made it bigger. Belichick, Brady made it bigger. And for me this time, it's the Reed factor. That's why it means more to me. I don't want him to win again. I'm a huge Andy Reid fan, and I think it's awesome that he's moving towards being not only a Mount Rushmore coach, he could track down everybody. He could go past Shula in terms of wins and Belichick in terms of rings and all that. But not this time. I don't want him to get his fourth ring. I don't want the Eagles to be stuck at 1-4 since he left. 215-592-9494. Does it mean more to you and why as we enter the Super Bowl week? We're almost there, Super Bowl week. We'll be there on Monday. We're going to tell you more about that coming up in just a minute. First, though, Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, Jeff. Man? What's up?
So, like it or not, Andy Reid's a part of this history of this team, at least in the last 20-some years, and was kind of the beginning of a fair run of excellence for the most part. I mean, not excellence, but you know what I mean. Like, we were pretty steady once he got here and got his feet under him. And, you know, that Super Bowl hue that you guys were in, you guys definitely, when your coach told you there's no losers, only on that day was there a loser. And that's the part that I guess you got to take with you every day or whatever.
But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I mean, other than Donovan throwing up mom's spaghetti on him, we could have beaten those guys, but whatever. I don't really care about Andy Reid as much. Like, I don't hate him. But I'm not going to kiss his butt. So it's just more of a revenge from 2 years ago to me. Like, we got to beat this team. And kind of like going against what, you know, the Chiefs have been given some – I don't know if it's a fair assessment that the referees have been on their side a little bit more. Maybe it's just what we perceive because, you know, they've been winning. But I just want to knock them off and cement our place in this last 5 or 6 years of championships.
Well,
I'm with that.
Yeah, Jeff. And the reality is, if we do, then we're right there, right? That the Eagles belong in the conversation of this century. You know, Patriots, Chiefs, and Eagles, or you know, Chiefs and Eagles would be pretty close, and then the Patriots, right? And if the opposite happens, Jeff, like, it goes to, the Eagles are a very, very, very good franchise, but the Chiefs and the Patriots just are on a different level than everyone, and I don't want that.
Yeah, I want to be where they are.
Yeah.
I want to be where we've got, we will, if we win, we will have 3 Super Bowls in the last 7 years and 2 victories.
Mm-hmm.
Or 8, was it 8 years? Maybe, well, I guess.
Seven seasons. Yeah.
And that's putting you right up there with those guys. You know, what other, there's no other team that can say that.
I don't even think anybody's close. Like, you know,
that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hanging my hat on. That's my motivation.
Yeah, and I love that. And that's good. I mean, we've all got a different reason. And Jeff, we appreciate it. I think for most of us, now, maybe there's a few out there who don't feel this way, but I think most people, the game means more. There's something about this matchup that makes it means more. Why for you? Is it the Andy thing? Is it the revenge thing for 2 years ago? 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, we got a lot to get to in the show. Elliot joins us later. I have a favor I need to ask everyone. I need your permission on something coming up in a little bit. But first, we have a prize to give away today. $150 gift card, Hugh, from Wild Fork Foods.
That is big.
I know.
That's big, man.
Especially now, this around this time of the year. Wild Fork Foods is your number one choice for your game day food with the best prices and widest selection of Angus beef burgers, chicken wings, and more. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com or shop online and get same day shipping. You could have it for the big game. And how about we do this in a way we haven't done it in a while? We haven't played this game. How about a little try day on a Friday?
It's a try day Friday.
It's try day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so our try day today is going to be wrapped into a little bit of a clarification slash announcement. So, Hugh, finally, the powers that be here at WIP gave us some clarification this morning on how we're actually getting
Rod.
Yeah,
lock in.
Yeah, lock in, Rod. Well, he locked in. Rod Lakin told us how we're getting to the Super Bowl. Because, you know, I've been saying for a few days that we have hotel rooms. Like, we know we're going. We're booking, you know, guests for Radio Row, but they never told us exactly how we're getting there. So Hugh Douglas. Yeah, and then put that bus horn away. So, yeah, it's.
Yeah, I tried to drive.
I know you did.
I was trying. I was like, well, can I just go? And he's like, well, what are you going to do for work Monday? I was like, I could probably make it back before we get to work. But
not sure about
he's
that.
He's like, nah, we won't take that chance.
So, officially, Hugh and I are flying down. They booked us flights. There's not a bus trip the way we wanted and we planned and we told them we wanted to do. We're not doing that. But, Hugh, before we get to try day, let's do this. So, next week, we're going to be down there doing our show Monday through Thursday of next week, Super Bowl week, down in New Orleans. So, we'll be there, you know, all those nights. So, if you are heading down, if you're going to be in New Orleans, Hugh, why don't we do a little meetup on Wednesday night? So
meet and greet?
Yeah, a little meet and greet. So if you're going to be in New Orleans, Hugh and I will pick a place, and we'll go out and we'll have some drinks and hang out on Wednesday evening down in New Orleans. So that, and we'll tell you next week, we'll find the right place, and we'll tell you where to meet us. But we'll be down there Monday through Thursday doing our shows. Now, Hugh, for Try Day today, I think we need some help because we've been workshopping some things we could do, right? Like places we could go, you know, food to eat, drinks, all that kind of stuff. So for today's try day, the best answer we get to what Hugh and I should do down in New Orleans will win the $150 gift card to Wild Fork Food. So here we're going to get ideas, I'm sure, with drink, with food, with experiences, places to go, especially if you've been in New Orleans and you know we'd love to have the advice here. And whatever it is, Hugh, we have to try. So just, you know, if it's crawfish, you know, you got to get ready. If it's the hurricane drink, you better get your sweet tooth on.
I'm not sucking the stuff out the head, though. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
That's not happening.
The crawfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just to clarify.
They got thick wood heart. Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's not going to happen.
All right. It is a try day, though. 215-592-9494. Best answer we get for what we should do down in New Orleans wins $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A try day Friday and, of course, revenge, Andy, the 2 years ago loss. Why does this game mean more to you? For me, it's quite clearly the Andy thing. I haven't gotten over the divorce. I'm petty. Yeah, I don't want him to have 4 rings to R1. I'm sorry. That's just where I'm at. Andy, I think it's a different Andy. Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy.
Your plane tickets round trip?
You know what? I have to check. Otherwise, they might be leaving us down there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are.
All right, because saddle up, I have a bus.
You do?
You have one?
At my disposal. Can leave today. A friend of mine is in a band that's fairly well known. I'm not going to say the name. You guys were actually, WIP was giving tickets away to one of their shows recently.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a tour bus, seats 20, little lounge in it, full bathroom, kitchenette. Ready to go.
Kitchenette, Hugh.
Yeah, that sounds like a winner.
You going with Andy in Westchester?
Well, you know what the problem is, Andy? We have to be back.
I knew you were going to fight back.
Well, yeah, and we have to be back to do a show Friday.
Well, so yeah,
the turnaround, we don't have the turnaround it doesn't work.
The idea, Andy, is we're going down there.
Tickets.
Well, yeah, so Monday to Thursday we're doing shows, and then we're scheduled to be back here Friday, in the area to do. I think we're going to have like a pep rally show Friday in the area. So
yeah, because I was trying, man. Listen,
that turnaround might be tough.
Yeah, that was a tough turnaround.
Fly back. That's the key.
So Andy's saying we go down on the bus with him.
Yeah, but we got tickets there, and I don't know. I don't know. Odyssey trying to eat that ticket money because that ticket ain't cheap.
That's a lot.
I knew you were going to weasel out of this, Hugh.
It ain't me, dude. It ain't me.
Andy, we really did try. I mean, we threw it to the bosses, and they tried to. I don't know what happened in terms of logistics on this, but and to be fair, we positioned this idea in like October.
I was ready.
I mean, I don't know if you were, but we positioned.
No,
this.
I wasn't ready, but I was mentally getting ready.
Yeah, you were. Andy, what are you thinking on this? Does this matter more because it's the Chiefs and Reed?
It does. I'm joining Petty Joe because it's all of the above for your questions, but it's mostly Andy because he was so good at outsmarting himself when he was here, and it just seemed like he finally figured it out after he left. And, I don't hate him, don't dislike him, I respect him. He's a great coach, can't deny that. But it's just the fact that all of this happened finally after he left here. We were his experiment, and I've got to break. They can't win three in a row.
And that's so it. Like, I'm not upset. Yeah, I've never been upset, even when he got there and he started doing well, that he's had success. I was rooting for him that first Super Bowl when they played the 49ers in 2019. But the reality is, like, enough is enough. Like, I can't watch you become the greatest coach ever after you left here. I can't do it.
But to be fair, he was our experiment, too. Because he wasn't supposed to be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. I've told that story on this station several times.
Jim Haslett
was going to be the coach. Jim Haslett told me that himself. And somebody kept calling him, blowing his phone up, putting him on blast. And he was like, dude, and they were in the playoffs because he was a defense coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He told me himself that he was going to be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. But he kept getting these phone calls while they were getting ready for the playoffs. And he was like, dude, you're killing me. It's like, I can't, you know what I mean? And he didn't take the job. So they hired Andy, a quarterback coach at the time. So,
but that's the team, not the fans.
Well, I'm saying he was, like when you said he was he experimented with us, the Eagles experimented with him.
And everyone benefited for a long time.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
It's nothing personal. I know you like the guy, but it's Petty Friday for me.
Oh, no, I get it, Andy. Yep. It's just, I guess for me, today is more of a reflective.
I get that.
Friday.
And look, and you and I have a different perspective on this than
no,
with all due respect,
Andy, I get it. You're right.
So, but anyway, yeah, it's just the fact that as the GM, never got the receivers, I hate it. And seemed, like I said, I always said he was great at outsmarting himself. But, he grew up, figured it out, and learned. Unfortunately, it wasn't on us. I can't have them win three in a row on us. If we stop that streak, I don't think they ever have a chance again at winning three in a row, but we do.
Yep. Well, and I know details, like, obviously the devil's in all the details of this, but Andy, like 20 years from now, 30 years from now, when they talk about the history of the NFL and the greatest teams and coaches, it's going to sting if he's the greatest coach ever and if he leads the greatest dynasty ever at our expense twice. I mean, that stings.
Right. I don't care if he ends up the greatest coach ever as long as we've got ours.
There we go. All right, Andy, what should we try when we're down in New Orleans?
So this question came up too quickly. My buddy goes down there a lot. I've got to find the name of the jazz bar, but a Smoked Manhattan. He said it's the best ever.
Manhattan.
I've seen those because they actually smoke them. It's so, like they put it they put something over the top of it and put the smoke in
it. So this is the Manhattan, like the martini? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, and they actually smoke. This is smoked for real.
You burn a piece of paper and put the glass over it so that the glass contains the smoke, and then you make the drink.
All right.
But I've had one. They're good, but apparently this place is the best. So can't tell you the name. Sorry.
Smoked Manhattan at Jazz Club. We'll find it, Andy. Good phone call. We'll get you the mix here for the gift card there. So to go back to the petty stuff and the, after someone moves on in a relationship. I mean, Hugh, you mentioned how Andy evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if you move on from someone, a relationship ends, you root for their success and their happiness, but There's got to be an element of if they had a flaw, right? If there was something in the relationship that was a problem, and then they move on and they fix it, not only like a little bit, they fix it to where like they've really fixed it to the nth degree. You got to look back and be like, come on, man. Or come on, like you could have done that here. We did add that here. It's natural to think that.
I mean, no, it is. I've and you know, it's funny. I was laughing because I had that conversation before.
Yeah.
About me, but it's that's the part of growth, you know, and that's the thing
I get it.
You have to accept, like, and I told you when I saw what Andy was doing and the talent that he amassed in Kansas City, I'm like, damn, coach. Why the hell, you know, in my era, you know, why couldn't you do it? But you live and learn, man. And if you're being real with yourself, you look at the blind spots that you have and you say, hey, in order for me to be successful, you have to do this, that, and third. I think that's the toughest, for most adults, that is the toughest thing to do, is to admit your flaws. And you have two individuals in this case, the Eagles and Coach Reed, who admitted their flaws, and now they're thriving. Because of that, I remember when I first got here, Joe Banner and Mr. Lurie used to be at practice every day, and I used to hear stories about when Ray Bob was here, how they used to meddle in what he was trying to do all the time, and I know they probably don't want me to tell the story, but it's in the past. It don't matter now. When they were getting ready to draft, I forgot who the draft pick was.
What year? Like, what when is this?
I can't remember, but Ray Bob was telling me a story about they were trying to, I forgot who they were trying to draft, but they ended up drafting John Harris, and that's not who they wanted to draft, but that's who they wanted, that's who Jeffrey and Joe wanted to draft because of his size, and, you know, they were doing all this stuff. Like, basically, the story I'm trying to tell is, they weren't letting Ray Bob do his job.
Did he want Trevor Price?
I think that's what it was.
Because I'm looking at the draft. So John Harris went, and then a few picks later was Trevor Price.
The D-tackle. Yeah, they went to Denver.
Good player, yeah.
Yeah, good player. I forgot. I think that's what it was. But they ended up getting John Harris. And it was and Ray was like, man, what the hell? And they were like, well, hey, this, you know. So they've learned from that. And they stepped back. And the one thing that you can say about Mr. Lurie, you see him at the beginning of the season. And you see him at the end of the season. You might hear him not being pleased about this, that, or the third, but he stays out the way. You don't see him doing press conferences talking about glory holes and all kind of old crazy, stupid stuff. He ain't flying his friends in on helicopters to meddle with the team. He lets the coach. He lets Howie do his job. And he sits back. And at the end of the year, that's when you saw him. You saw him at the beginning of the year. You saw him during Shady McCoy's inauguration into the Hall of Fame, and you saw him at the end of the year. Any other time, you don't see him. He's what they call seldom seen, and that's how it should be. And because he's like that, and he's learned from that, he's having the success that we're having right now. We're going to have a parade here in a couple of weeks. That's because he's learned from the past.
Well, he has. And look, he's better for it. They're better for it. We got a very reflective Douglas today. I'll be the petty one. 215-592-9494. Reflective Hugh on this football Friday. You're being very reflective. I'm being the petty one.
I'm not going to say anybody's name, but somebody that's in a high position that was listening to the radio said he heard the story that I was telling about Haslam. He said, yeah, it's true. I mean, I know it's true because Jim Haslam told it to me.
Is there a statute of limitations on telling family business? 25 years past, say anything you want.
I wasn't a part of the family like that now. I mean, I wasn't part of the family like that then. And I was a little upset because when we didn't know who Andy was. We did not know who. And when he got here, he was a little rough around the edges. No question about it. But we saw, after that first couple of practices, we saw who he became. And that's what made it different. And like I said, man, you learn from the mistakes that you make as a coach.
So we got two new Hughes today. Reflective Douglas and Loose Lips Douglas.
Loose Lips, Say Shifts Douglas. Snitches Get Stitches Douglas.
Yeah, we got Narc Douglas over here.
Hey, witness protection, Douglas.
You know what I'm looking forward to? The weird looks I get from the person sitting next to me on the plane as I'm crafting a bracket of Hugh Douglases on the plane ride down to New Orleans. That is my entire task. It's a 3.5-hour flight?
Yeah.
I will have a bracket of Hughes prepared when we land in New Orleans.
There's a lot.
There's so many Hughes.
I have a list right here. I mean, my goodness.
This is real-life bracketology. I'm going to send a message to Joe Lunardi, ask for some help. Jamal is in Philly. What's up, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Jamal, what's up?
No, I just want y'all to know this is my favorite talk show, sports radio, out of all of them, 94 and on 94.
Well, Jamal, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate y'all because y'all take other people's opinions and consider it instead of being hard nosed on y'all opinion and don't step nobody else's.
Mm.
I just want to say,
except for mine.
I just want to say that there's a new dynasty in town, and I feel you guys with the competitiveness. What I don't like, not saying with you guys, is that sometimes I hear animosity and jealousy. Like, you know, he did what he did, we doing what we doing. So for the competitiveness part of it, I'm all for it. I remember when the Lakers was winning and the Bulls was winning, and I would root for other teams to take them down. I'm just glad that I could root for my own team to take Kansas City down.
Well, that is true, Jamal. We don't have to rely on Brock Purdy or Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, the Eagles could do it, right? They could stop a dynasty in its tracks. And, Jamal, the ironic part is this happened, you know, about 7-8 years ago, right? Because the Patriots were in the middle of three in a row, and Nick Foles stopped it.
Exactly. So for the competitive, that nature of it, I love it. But I don't like the fact Andy Reid. Andy Reid didn't leave us. We fired Andy Reid. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got fired, bro.
Yeah, he couldn't get over the hump because of the quarterback. Now, Donovan was great. He wasn't elite. He wasn't a winner, but he was great. With Hurts, you got a dog. You got somebody that can do that last two-minute drive. Everything you need in him, you got. You get what I'm saying? So Andy Reid was a quarterback away from doing everything he did, and maybe a couple of receivers.
Jamal, I agree. I tend to agree. I agree with you. I think more is brought about Andy's faults here, but the reality is he didn't win until he got a Hall of Fame quarterback, and most coaches don't win Super Bowl until they get a Hall of Fame quarterback. Donovan wasn't one.
And he identified him.
He found him. Michael Vick, although talented enough to be one, didn't play like one enough for his career, and obviously Alex Smith wasn't one. All right, Jamal, give us something for Tri-Day. What should Hugh and I try in New Orleans?
What should you guys try in New Orleans? Just to have fun and celebrate a Super Bowl.
Have fun, celebrate a Super Bowl. Jamal,
I have no problem with that.
That's an easy one. I think we could pull that off. Mm. I mean, we can't. You want a better answer than that?
There are stronger answers.
Yeah, I didn't say Jamal's going
fun.
To win the prize.
Yeah, well, he's not.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.